Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second, the shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting third, the catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second, the shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth, the catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groat moves to second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground that hits Skinner. Skinner is out and Burgess is safe at first. Groat moves to third. There goes Skinner trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat misplays the ball. That's an error on Groat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Throneberry moves to second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards right. Clemente fields it and throws to second to catch Hickman for the out. Throneberry moves to third. Two outs. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hook for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is called out on strikes. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-1 in the game. Chacon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a pop-up into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon scoops it up and throws to first, with Friend covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenon hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, With the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0 for 1 in the game. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a pop-up into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend hits a pop-up into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Grote reaches second base with a double. Mazeroski scores. Verdon goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Pirates. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Hook covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chacon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Hook covering, for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Thornberry moves to second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. Thornberry moves to third. Two outs. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Jay Hook. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Devault now pitching. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Devault. Hoke moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-2 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verdon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn strikes out. One out. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Elio Chacon. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rick Hershuer now playing shortstop. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grote. The throw from Coleman and he is out, Hershuer applying the tag. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Devault covering, for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thornberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 3 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.